Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to discuss the other side of all this protest garbage, the GOP stuff on it. We're going to address the Beatles situation, some emails, cost of gasoline. That's going to be interesting. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll take calls later on in the hour. No, don't call yet. Not, everything's closed right now. I don't want to talk to anybody right now. We'll deal with that later. But first, I want to deal with this. All right, so we just were talking about the huge network behind all the communist protesting you see at all times in America, no matter what it is. The issue is never the issue. They never care about what they're screaming about. These things are paid, organized propaganda efforts. That's what these things are. Remember, paid, organized propaganda efforts, all right? All right. Which makes the GOP response to these things just so embarrassing on so many levels.
What we're seeing at some of our college campuses is a rule by the mob. That's what many of you, not all of you, but many of you would call a threat to democracy if it were being perpetuated by Republicans. Democrats seem to be able to do it without consequence.
Oh, man. Those Democrats, those ones he just dropped that one on, they must be hurting pretty bad right about now. What, Chris? I bet you, don't you understand? He pointed out their hypocrisy. Can't you just see how devastated they are? As they sat there, as these vile little demons sat there, and they found out they were hypocrites? Ooh, man. I don't even know how they can recover from wounds like that. But that's been conservatism for the entirety of my life. Bringing up the hypocrisy of the other side. And have you ever wondered to yourself why it never worked? Why did it never work? Been my whole life. I know it's been your whole life. As long as you've been paying attention to politics, whether you're five, we have five-year-olds who listen, or 95, we have those two. As long as you've been paying attention to politics, the Republican Party, the GOP, has accused the other side of hypocrisy. Why hasn't it worked? Have you ever wondered? We talked about it before. But I know we have a bunch of new listeners right now. For some reason, the show keeps growing. Why doesn't it work? Well, if I was to accuse you, set politics aside for a moment. If we knew each other personally, I'm sitting there in the car with you right now, and I accuse you of being a hypocrite, it would bother you, wouldn't it? It would bother you because you don't want to be a hypocrite. You are a human being with a value system of some kind. That's why you're sitting here listening to this. You could be listening to anything. You have some kind of a value system. So you don't want to be a hypocrite. You don't want to be a person who is selective with your principles. But you're not dealing with human beings. When you deal with the left, you're dealing with the opposite of human beings. You're dealing with anti-humans. for these people, hypocrisy, being a hypocrite, doesn't mean anything. Nothing. You could lob this accusation at them all day, every day, without end, and you would not sway them even a little bit. And I'll take it a step further. When the GOP does things like this, not only does it not sway the communist, it actually encourages him when the GOP does things like
this. What we're seeing at some of our college campuses is a rule by the mob. That's what many of you, not all of you, but many of you would call a threat to democracy if it were being perpetuated by Republicans. Democrats seem to be able to do it without consequence.
You want to know why that's encouraging to them? It's encouraging to them because what you're doing is showing them that you never intend to do anything that will actually hurt them, that will actually stop them. You're proving to them that you are completely nutless. That's what you're proving to them. It really is. It's the equivalent when the GOP, when anyone on the right, it's not just the GOP, it's talk radio, everyone on television, whenever anyone on the right does that, could you imagine if the roles were reversed? This is so hypocritical. Whenever anyone on the right does that, it's the equivalent to me walking with my wife down a sidewalk and having a gang of five dudes jump on top of her and start beating her up. And I step back and I tell the guys, I'm telling you right now, if this keeps up, you're not going to look very nice. That's what it is. It's the political equivalent of that. If you guys keep hitting her, you're going to look really bad to other people. Would they find that discouraging? Or would that group of animals actually find encouragement from that? They'd be encouraged by it. They would look up at me and say, oh my gosh, this tall goober is not going to do anything to us. He's so neutered. He's so pathetic. The only thing he can do is point out that our bad behavior might end up making us look bad to other people. What a loser. Hey, hit her again. That's what the GOP does. You understand that? Pointing out an anti-human's hypocrisy doesn't move him any more than a grizzly bear would be moved by your horoscope sign. And yet, that is the main form of attack from Republicans to Democrats, pointing out hypocrisy. It's been that way my whole life. I cannot friggin' stand it. Yeah, Lee. All right, let's get to some other things. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, you think all the coverage of the pro-Hamas mongrels on the college campuses is just a deflection for the invasion we're having at our borders? I'll put it to you this way. I don't think the chaos on college campuses was some gigantic grand scheme by China and George Soros and the Democrats to take America's focus off the southern border. But what I do believe is they love that our focus is off of the southern border. They love that we're talking about Berkeley and Columbia and NYU and Harvard. They love that we're not focusing on the fact that the Biden administration is facilitating and paying for and organizing and paying for the invasion of this country. That is the biggest story. That's probably the most evil thing any president has ever done. I'm talking overtly evil. I don't just mean presidents you don't like. I hate Obama more than I hate any other American president by a mile. I have all kinds of presidents I don't like, and you probably have ones you don't like, Republican and Democrat, and that's fine. I don't know if I can think of a single thing Obama did that's as intentionally evil as what the Biden administration is doing. Even the Obama administration did not intentionally haul illegals around the country, bring them into the country, invite them in, pay for them to come here, and then make sure they're protected and can't be deported. They actually joked that Obama was the deporter in chief. because he deported so many people. Obama, if I remember right, I believe Obama deported more in his first 4 years than Trump did in his first 4 years. And I hate Obama, right? But I'm talking about the most evil thing a president can do. What's his name? Matt O'Brien. Gosh, I feel terrible. I forgot the guy's name. He writes for The Blaze. Go read it. It's a great article. He wrote an article about the people within. He names names in it. The people within the Biden administration. They've put people in charge of immigration, in charge of immigration enforcement. O'Brien, it's Matt O'Brien. Okay, sorry. Matt O'Brien. Sorry, Matt. I've actually interviewed him before. I just couldn't remember his name. Matt O'Brien with The Blaze. He does an article and he names the names. They brought in people who've been career activists against ICE, career open borders activists, and they put them in charge of enforcing the border. All of it done on purpose. All of it done to purposely burn down the country. And this is how we fight
back. What we're seeing at some of our college campuses is a rule by the mob. That's what many of you, not all of you, but many of you would call a threat to democracy if it were being perpetuated by Republicans. Yeah. Democrats seem to be able to do it without consequence.
Really showed them, Kennedy. I bet you they are pretty scared from now on. I can't take it. See, you now, low T GOP. They don't even know. The GOP is so low T, they don't even know what attacking is, what fighting back is. They think whining and complaining is fighting back. Pointing out the hypocrisy of the communist is not fighting back. That does not count at all because it doesn't affect him. Either you're doing something that makes him feel fear and pain, or you're not doing anything that's effective at all. Male vitality stacks, GOPers. Male vitality stacks for all of us from Chalk is what we need. Chalk is natural herbal supplements. Natural herbal supplements. The highest quality I've ever experienced in my life. The company itself, hardcore anti-communist. You want to know one of the main reasons they push female vitality stacks and male vitality stacks? Chalk's worried about underpopulation. Chalk wants you to get married, make babies, go forth, be fruitful, multiply. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse saves you a ton of money on subscriptions. So gentlemen, start your male vitality stack and ladies, start your female one and take it for 90 days. You'll stay on it forever. I know you will, but just 90 days and tell me how you feel. You'll love it. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Also, it's time. It's time to give out some instructions before we do anything else here on the show. And we'll get to more of this stuff from the Labor Secretary, Jim Banks. Oof. Man, he brought it today. Well done, Jim Banks. I actually like Jim Banks. Before we get to Jim Banks and any of that stuff, phone calls. By popular demand, I'm going to allow them tonight. There are rules, though. And I was accused by somebody. I'm not going to be able to find it here. It's too deep in the pack. I was accused of being too nice. Some woman called last week, and she was talking about how much she loved the show and whatnot, and I didn't hang up on her. I have a harder time hanging up on women. I know it makes me sound weak and soft. It's harder, so I'm just going to lay out the rules once again. Radio shows. Calls in general are brutally boring. You know it's true. They are. Why? Because the host is so nice. Hi, how you doing? Hey, Jesse, I love the show. I've been listening a long time. First time, long time. No way. First time, long time. That's great. Oh, my gosh. So when we do calls, probably 10 minutes or so, 5-10 minutes from now, just get right to the point. Look at it. Look at it as your one opportunity to be free of the burdens of politeness. You don't have to tell me hello. You don't have to tell me you love the show. I know you love the show. You listen. I'm not going to thank you for the call. And it's not that I'm not appreciative that so many people listen and call. But we don't have to do this, right? We don't have to do this. So I don't care whether you're mad at me. I don't care whether your subject is off the wall. We can discuss aliens if you want to discuss it. I don't care what it is. Just get right to the point. Getting to the point and making sure it's family friendly are the only two rules. I don't even care if you yell at me. Remember, family friendly though, family friendly. This is now and always will be a family friendly show. Children listen. Parents listen with their children. We do not cuss on this show. We don't discuss things that I wouldn't discuss in front of my boys, including when they were younger on this show. So if you have something like that, figure out a way to make it PG. Kids listen without their parents, and I keep that in mind. This will always be a show you can listen to without your parents. So remember that, all right? Now, all that said, 877-377-4373. If you're happy about something, if you're feeling blessed about something, we want to hear it. If you're angry about something, that's fine. You're mad at me. You're mad at life. You're mad at Red Lobster. I don't care what it is. You want to discuss food, aliens, ocean, wildlife. I don't care. As long as you get right to the point. I'm going to hang up on you today. 877-377-4373. Now, enjoy Jim Banks abusing this labor secretary.
The recommendations also say that registered apprenticeships have been, quote, the domain of white able-bodied men. That's a direct quote from the recommendation from the committee in your department. Do you agree with that comment?
I don't know what you're reading from, Congressman. What I believe is that
I'm reading from the Advisory Committee on Apprenticeships biannual report to the Secretary of Labor, dated May 10, 2023, page 14, that is the justification for the rule, the new apprenticeship rule that justifies forcing DEI programs and mandates on apprenticeship programs. So I'm reading directly from something that comes from your department, and I'm asking if you agree with it.
Yeah. It's weird how systemic that racism turned out to be, isn't it? Jesse, Speaker Johnson apologized to President Biden for rolling his eyes during the State of the Union speech. I don't recall Nancy Pelosi apologizing to President Trump for tearing up his speech. Well, Mike Johnson has no idea how to defeat communists. Mike Johnson should be a youth pastor somewhere. Mike Johnson is probably a really, really wonderful husband and father, I would guess. You never know, but I would assume so. Certainly much better than me. But he has no idea how to fight communists, none whatsoever, because Mike Johnson believes you can be nice to them. And Mike Johnson, like many Americans, we have a very feminized Christianity in this country, very weak and neutered. Many Americans believe that being nice and being good are the same thing. They conflate the two, being nice and being good. Well, I do not. I do not think they're the same thing at all. You point out to me some warrior who's been, you know, some cop, some big city cop. We'll make it NYPD. He's been on the gang task force for 20 years. Every day he sees violence. He's had to beat people, shoot people. He's been shot himself. He speaks rough. He's got tattoos. You probably wouldn't want him around your wife. Is he a good man? I say he is. Many people would not. Well, too many tattoos, and he doesn't. I mean, I've heard him cuss once. It doesn't seem. Americans have a twisted view of what good actually means. I think laying down for communists while they burn down the country, I think that's actually really bad. I don't care how nice you are. I don't care if you do it politely. So, whatever. Anyway, all right, we'll deal with these calls, and then we're going to deal with these illegals being flown around the country. What's the deal with that? Oh, and Corinne Diversity hire, she doesn't like meat. We'll talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about how you're going to buy things. I mean, after they destroy the value of the dollar, what's the plan to buy things? We have to buy things. You know that. Gold coins, silver coins. You know what nations are doing? They're buying up all the gold they can get their hands on. Why does gold keep trading where it trades? Well, because everyone knows. Everyone's watching the financial systems be attacked by the financial systems themselves. The currency's being attacked. What can normal people do? Because you can't control the Federal Reserve. I can't control the Federal Reserve. All you can do is prepare. Call Oxford Gold Group and let them help you prepare. 833-995-GOLD. They'll get it in your retirement. They'll get it in your physical possession. This is all insured. It's sent to your front door. You don't need a bank vault. Call them and let them handle it for you. 833-995-GOLD. All right? All right. It is time. Illegals flown around the country in calls. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day, and I will get to the calls. Couple little tidbits. One, I referenced the Beatle earlier. There was something that happened last night on the show. I almost lost my life, and then we're still dealing with it tonight. We didn't divulge the information because I believe, well, stoicism. That's really what Chris, that's what I see myself as, kind of like a Spartan type. That's how I like to view me. What, Chris? And anyway, I'm doing the show last night, and you couldn't hear it because we have these fancy microphones, and all of a sudden, that was the sound it was making. This beetle came flying around, and I couldn't tell what it was. I didn't know if it was deadly. I didn't know what I was. It could have been an eagle. And it flew all around right in front of my face, and I was talking on the radio at the time, and you never knew. Because I am a stoic, and it lands right in front of me on my desk. And I thought about killing it, and then I was like, no, you're going to try to be a better person. So I let it go for a little bit, and then tonight, Chris comes barging in the studio during one of the commercial breaks, like he's trying to tackle a rat that's gnawing through the wires or something. And there's just a beetle flying around, Chris. It's not a black widow. It'll be fine. In fact, I think we should name him. I want him here. I want the beetle to stay. Anyway. You, this is a very serious show, as you can tell. I want you to get to the point right away. I don't care if it's a crazy point, stupid point, angry point. Just get to it. Buck, Louisiana, go.
Hey, Jesse, I like your take on John Kennedy. At least I think a week ago you were talking about how, you know, he voted for this big spending bill. And, I mean, I've been watching him as our senator. I'm from Louisiana. He's always been protected and been able to fluff his conservative feathers. But when it counts for a conservative vote, it was his turn to fall on the sword, and he did it. And I just want to appreciate you for calling him out.
Every time. 877-377-4373. Let's talk about him because it goes beyond him. We're really talking about us. Let's talk about you and me. We have, I don't want to call it a flaw. I don't want to call it a flaw, but there's something about human beings we have to guard against. We are all of us, we can get seduced by charm, likability, personality, charisma, whatever you want to call it. It's a human nature problem. It is. And many, many, many politicians have figured this out. And on the right, because the right is so used to losing, we lose this culture war, we lose this law got passed, we didn't like this spending bill thing, we didn't like that. Okay, so we're politically, I'm a loser, you're a loser. I'm sorry, but that's what we are. That's all we've known is losing, 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 losing. So what's happened is, after enough losing, the slightest glimmer of hope, or even losing with a smile, becomes appealing to us. Along comes people like John Kennedy of Louisiana. He's perfect for the right. Perfect for the modern right. Perfect for our flaws. And I'm pointing at myself too because we're all subject to this. As the guy said, you'll have some hilarious sound bites. I've played a bunch on this show and I still will. He'll interrogate somebody in the Senate. Man, he's just killing him. Woo, made him look dumb. And he'll go on Fox News and make some Cajun joke that sounds even funnier because it's in the Louisiana accent. I told her I'd rather butter her biscuits. Ha, ha, ha. And we all play the sad. We're like, Kennedy, he's the best. But then what he actually does in D.C. is awful. Awful. Whatever big swampy bill they need passed, old Kennedy, right there with his buddy Cassidy in Louisiana, voting for it. Every single time. But they know they're dealing with abused spouses. So what they do on top of the Fox News butter her biscuits jokes, they'll vote for one or two good things. I mean, they are Republicans. Odds would say you're going to vote for one or two good things. They'll vote for one or two good things. He'll throw his name in the ringer on some human trafficking bill or some build the wall bill. And when he goes to campaign, he doesn't campaign on the big amnesty bill he signed on for, on the big spending bill, after pork spending, after foreign. You won't run a single, I promise you, cross my heart, hope to die. I don't even know when he's running for re-election. I swear, if he does this, I will shave in a mustache, you people in Louisiana. I guarantee you will not see one John Kennedy re-election commercial on television campaigning on the money he sent to Ukraine. Not one. He won't. He'll campaign. I'm going to build the wall. And they love to do this. They've been doing this for 6-7 years now. If Trump has ever even walked within their vicinity, join me and Trump and we'll build the wall for you after I butter her biscuits. And we sit at home. We're like, oh, yes, he's the best. Oh, Kennedy kills me. When really, he actually is killing us. And I do it too. I'm not pointing fingers at you. Charm, personality, they're powerful things, man. They are. Look at me. What, Chris? We can make jokes. Gosh. Jay, sorry, I didn't press the button. Jay, Jersey, go.
Yeah, I heard talk, Jesse, about Tulsi Gabbard potentially being a Trump VP pick. You know, how obviously stupid would that be in your opinion, Jesse?
Okay, I've heard this a lot too. From what I understand right now, I'll just tell you what I'm hearing. And I am hearing this from people who would know, but I have not gotten any confirmation on any decisions that have been made. So, and I tell you when I know something, do I not? I don't know this, but I am hearing things. It's a two-man race right now. It was a 3 or 4 man race. Two-man race being Tim Scott or Tulsi Gabbard. Doug Burgum, and the only reason anyone knows him is because he ran for president, even though obviously they know him in the Dakotas as a governor, but Doug Burgum is still kind of an outsider. Kristi Noem was being considered a lot. She was being extremely considered, if you will, She's very well spoken, very well thought of in political circles. I can't stand her. She's hot, so it brings a little sex appeal to the ticket. She's probably a little too hot, in my opinion. That can get too hot, and that can hurt you with the women vote. But either way, Kristi Noem was being considered. Then she wrote a book talking about shooting her hunting dog 20 years ago. Now she's been dropped like a hot potato. I'm hearing it's Tim Scott, or I'm hearing it's Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I hate and I love both of these picks, and let me explain. There's what's smart politically, and then there's what I want, me personally. And I'm old enough to know the difference. And I'm old enough to understand that I am far to the right of 99% of Americans. I'm far to the right of 99% of the right. I understand that my views are not mainstream. I get it. You may share them, but I know they're not mainstream. I despise identity politics. I hate it. And I hate when the right tries to do it, because we can never do it as much as the dirty commies can do it. When you don't have any shame and you look at people as if they're just objects, you can do identity politics better than anyone on the right ever could. So I hate that. If it was up to me, Trump would just pick the furthest guy to the right who's going to monitor his government, fire a whole bunch of people, be the jerk when Trump can't be the jerk, go in there, clean house, take on the deep state. That's what I would want, no matter who it is. Man, woman, black, white, I don't give a crap. That's what I would pick. Well, that's obviously not Tim Scott. Tim Scott's about the biggest weenie in Washington, D.C. But he's black, and I know the GOP right now, they are obsessed with the black vote, trying to take as much of it away from Joe Biden as possible. And electorally, that's not stupid. Trump's not an idiot for considering that. Maybe it's the smart move. It's just not my move. Tulsi Gabbard. I trust Tulsi Gabbard about as far as I can throw her. Although she doesn't look very big. I bet I could throw her a little ways. But I don't trust Tulsi Gabbard. She was a flaming liberal Democrat until about 15 minutes ago. I realize she served in the military, and I realize she's got some sharper views on foreign policy. She's had those for a while. And I'm not saying she's a world-class piece of garbage. I just don't necessarily want her one heartbeat away from the Oval Office when she just got here yesterday. Especially because Trump is old. You know, we make fun of Joe Biden. We don't make fun of Trump for being old, because Trump's in great condition by all appearances. Got good energy, still speaks really well. He looks good. He looks good for his age. But he's still old. You know, he's at that age. Any day you wake up, or you don't, you know, heart attack comes and you're not there. And then we have Tulsi Gabbard. But again, the woman vote acts like you're kind of going for the middle of the road. I don't personally care for it at all. But Trump's VP pick should probably be somebody I don't personally care for. That's just the truth. All right. We're going to talk about being hung in just a moment. Before we get to that, we are going to discuss Tunnel to Towers, and then we'll get back to these calls in just a second. We're going to discuss taking care of widows and orphans. This is everywhere now. I'm not even going to play for you the audio from Chicago. Yet another family. Dad doesn't come home. Mom doesn't come home. Remember, Tunnel to Towers cares for those widows and orphans. The fallen first responder families, that cop that doesn't come home, the firefighter who doesn't come home, the fallen, the Gold Star families, you know that they're still there, right? I know that we're not dying in Afghanistan and we're not dying in Iraq anymore and the numbers like we used to, but Dad's still not sitting there in the living room. Help Tunnel to Towers help these people. $11 a month is what they ask for. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will get back to the calls here in a second. I'm going to do just a couple things really quickly. First of all, one of the nice things about being stupid and uneducated like I am is the audience feels the need to help me. And I need that help. We've been debating hanged versus hung. The guy was hanged. Anyway, someone wrote in. He said something. Hanged is used when you're specifically talking about hanging a person, i.e. they hang the cattle rustler. Hung is used for everything else, like she hung the laundry on the clotheslines. These days, people usually say hung when talking about someone being executed, which was not what I learned years ago, so I looked it up. So on and so forth. Anyway, so there you go, Chris. When they come for me one day, I just want you to remember something. Tell everybody that Jesse was hung. That's it. What? Hanged. Did I mess it up after all that? All right, never mind. Just say whatever you feel like at the time. I do need to bring this up really quickly here before we get back to these calls. I mentioned this the other night. DHS documents. This is according to, again, he did the work on it. I want to make sure he gets credit for it. Bill Malugin. I know I'm screwing up the guy's name. Chris, we just need to get the guy on the daggone show because it's his reporting. So I wanted to read you the numbers. The numbers of illegals the Biden administration is flying around the country. These are illegals from Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba. Miami, 91,000. Fort Lauderdale, 60. New York City, 14. Houston, 7. Orlando, 6. L.A., 3. Tampa, 3. Dallas, 2. San Francisco, 2. Atlanta, 1. Newark, 1. D.C., 1. The Biden administration is inviting people here, paying them to stay, and flying them into every city in the country while they get here. And it's more than cities. I have emails from people from all over the country, small towns. They'll wake up one day, and there'll be 1,000 people from Venezuela will have just arrived. And this is the story that I don't want to say no one's talking about. People are addressing it. But this story should be front page news. People should be white hot with anger about what's happening. But there are so many distractions now, and people find themselves constantly talking about whatever the regime wants us talking about. They're tearing us apart, and that's really what we should be focused on. All right. I'm going to churn through these as fast as I can. Are you ready? Charlie, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, how are you? Hey, listen, just to carry on that conversation, you missed about Boston, Massachusetts. That's the biggest communist society that has hit the United States in the past 20 years. Boston has the most immigrants, and you don't even know. They don't even recognize that one. But a point to call in is this. The point is, hey, if I wanted to change my looks, you know, I'd get a haircut. I'd go to the gym. I'd do a lot of different things. I'd join the Marine Corps. You know, I'd do a lot of different things to change myself. But what I wouldn't do is allow someone else to mutilate me. And I think people, this is crazy. In Hershey, Pennsylvania, in central southeastern Pennsylvania, you have people walking around that are mutilating themselves and making little boys into little girls and vice versa in this area. And it's crazy. And I think,
let's talk about this. I'm going to say something and it's going to make me sound like a gigantic softy. And we'll get back to these, and we have to deal with this amnesty money that was in the foreign aid bill and gas prices. We're going to deal with those things. We're going to get to these calls. 877-377-4373. You should feel sympathy, genuine sympathy, for these people who are doing these tranny surgery things. Now, it's not that it's not their fault. It's not what I'm saying. But the kids, it's not their fault. But everybody going through this, have you ever seen, heard about, or talked to a single one of these people who comes from a good home, loving father, loving mother, healthy upbringing, values, 3 squares a day? Like, have you talked to one or seen one or heard about one? Let me tell you, as someone who has to hear about so many of these people, I never have. These people are shattered and broken. As a dude, and I know we're going to keep this obviously PG as we always do. Kids are listening. But as a dude, honestly, the things God made you with, the physical things God made you with, it's one of the things that you joke with your buddies about your whole life. If that's what makes you a dude, what if something hurts it? What if I fall? What if I'm jumping over the fence? Well, I won't be able to have kids. These are running jokes that dudes tell. How twisted How broken inside do you have to be to go lay down in a hospital and be put under and tell a doctor to chop it off? I know I'm not acting like this is that these people are totally innocent or anything. Like, I'm not saying that at all. But remember, the children are, and even the adults who are doing this, these are people, they are people who need help. And instead, because we have this evil, demonic commie society, instead of helping these people, our evil system just decides they can bloodsuck some money out of them and guarantee they'll vote Democrat forever. So as they stand on the edge of the cliff, our system stands behind them and gives them a shove. And it's friggin' awful. And it's really, really sad. It is. It's really legitimately sad. All right, whatever. High gas prices are sad, too. We're going to talk about those. And we'll get to some calls and we'll have some fun next hour. Hang on.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.